Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
Hey, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 from Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And it's how you win. That's how we make things happen, is it not? Right? Brock Lurie's going to join me in a little bit here. Always been a fan of his. If you ever listen to his show, he's not doing his show anymore, but... You know, these shows are a lot of work, and he knows it. And anyway, he's not doing the show anymore. He's kind of he's been locked into the book writing thing, which you have to admit, you have to think about it. He's got some great information in those books. Check them out on Amazon. And the information that he gives you to work with, you can actually use. I don't want to keep saying you can use it on other people, because that's not what I mean by that. How about we say you can use the information he gives you to inform other people? What do you think? Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And it's just, again, this stuff is amazing to me. That we even have to defend things like protecting our children and you know, doubling and tripling up on trying to stop the sex slavery and or, you know, child sex slavery. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It's just amazing. Florida House now passed a bill enacting death penalty for child rape. I'm sorry, I'm there. I'm on board. Go for it. If we don't start protecting these children, I don't know who will. We need to speak up. We need to say, you know, this is why they hate Florida so much. You know, if a Gavin Newsom gets in as president, I am telling you that anything is going to go with him. He will sign executive order after executive order. Until somebody actually sits down and stops him in a court to allow these kind of things. You know, again, we've had these laws brought forward in California, these bills brought forward in California by Republicans. They never make it out of the Dem-run committees. They never make it onto the floor to be debated, because how do you debate a bill? As you just saw, you know, again in Florida, I think it was Florida or Oklahoma, where if you knowingly sell fentanyl and somebody dies from it, you can be brought up on murder charges. They would never let that happen in California. They just canned one of those bills in California. Now, Florida lawmakers approved two bills this week that would allow the execution of child rapists. The Florida House passed HB 1297, a bill that allows for the death penalty for rapists of children under the age of 12 without jury, unanimity by a 95-14 vote. Now, the proposed measure, sponsored by Representative Jessica Baker, it would require the vote of only 8 jurors out of 12 in order to approve capital punishment for people who commit sexual battery on children. And fewer than 8 jurors recommended the death penalty. Defendants would be sentenced to life imprisonment without the possibility of parole. The Senate is slated to vote on its version of the bill on next week. Now, the legislation would change the precedent that requires unanimous verdicts for executions, would make Florida the 4th state to not require a jury to be unanimous in its consensus to put somebody to death. Okay? I mean, this again, I find this to be great. This is one of the ways to stop some of this crazy stuff. So, I don't even get this. I don't even get where to start with this. People who push back on it, that is. The proposed measure followed longstanding U.S. Supreme Court and Florida Supreme Court rulings that outlawed the execution of defendants in rape cases, including a 2008 U.S. Supreme Court decision in a Louisiana case. Now, which is really funny, because what would they have based that on? I would love to know. Now, Baker hopes that the bill will provoke the U.S. Supreme Court to reconsider its stance. Somebody will have to bring it to them. The rape of a child is deliberate, methodical. It does not happen by accident. You know, when you have a grown woman or a grown man, I don't know how a grown man does it, but, you know, when they scream rape after they've had a night of too much drinking, too much carousing, too much drugs, or even when somebody gets mad at the other one and claims that they were drugged and raped. I don't know. Again, that's not like a child. I can't imagine a 9-year-old wanting to have sex. I can't imagine an 8. And don't give me that look. Somebody going, yeah, well, it doesn't happen. It happens a lot. You hear about these men, the boyfriends of women who have small girls. And then you find out the boy's been, we just had one here in California. The boyfriend had been sexually abusing the child for almost 15 years. He needs to go directly to the death chamber. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up from Brock Lurie right after this.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has
Jew.
The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. This is your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. Look, at once you get informed, you get engaged, then I'm telling you, you can win these little word wars with people. You know, you don't have to shove it in their faces. You don't have to say, I'm right, you're wrong, end of discussion. But when you start hitting them with facts, I mean, some of you saw that clip. I played it earlier tonight. Of Elon Musk speaking to the BBC commentator, interviewer. And this is how they operate. They had nothing. He accused Elon of allowing more hate speech on Twitter, but he couldn't tell you where it was. He couldn't tell you anything about it. So this is what they... But once Elon hit him back with facts, then he had to give up. You saw the frustration in the commentator's face, right? Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always love when I have this guy on with me. Barack Laurie joins me, author of Atheism Kills. You know, I'm going to screw them up because I don't have them in front of me, Barack. So, I mean, rise of the sex bots, but I think that's always been happening. We're just hearing about it now, so. Although they were balloons or blow-up dolls, but now they're whatever. But
yes.
Before we get rolling, tell people where to get your books.
Well, okay, so there are Atheism Kills, Atheism Destroys, and A Rise of the Sex Machines. Those are the three books that are out there. You can get them anywhere that books are sold, which means Amazon.
I know, right? Oh, my God. We have a choice in the matter. I get it. I'm not on your case, but we keep feeding the beast. And, you know, I hope someday somebody has enough money to come up with something that just to challenge them in what they're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. No, look, I don't mind that Amazon is the central way station for all things, literature and so many other supplies and such. They're not exercising a monopoly control. On the contrary, they seem to be offering goods and services, but most of the goods at a much cheaper rate. So that's always healthy. To the extent that if a competitor comes along, okay, great too. But for now, I think Amazon is doing a good job.
Yeah, well, it definitely is easier. They've got it down to two clicks. I know because I look at my credit card and I don't realize I buy that much from Amazon. So they make it way too easy, apparently. But, you know, I originally brought you on because, you know, last week again or the week before, we're seeing more and more of these atrocities that are going on in Catholic churches and Christian churches, attacks on pastors, more and more and more. And it's the atheists. It's these non-believing people who believe that you're whacked if you believe in a God, that for you to have any kind of religious belief, you must be out of your mind. And, you know, your books, both of your books, hit this stuff head on as to where what atheism actually really does to a society, really does to a people. So why don't you give us an 80,000-foot view, and then we'll just start digging down to things.
Well, I think that's a great way to begin it, is to talk about the increasing number of attacks upon churches and synagogues in the past 2 years alone. I think since 2021, early 2021, there have been something like 248 attacks on churches, which is a dramatic increase. This is something that you would never expect in the old days. You'd expect maybe one or two over a 10-year span. What do buildings do to anybody, right? I mean, that they have to attack them. But these people now believe that they are doing God's work, ironically. Not that they believe in God, it's just that they think they're doing something so noble by destroying Christianity or attacking Christianity, letting Christianity know how evil they are, because after all, they're not letting women kill their babies, and they're not recognizing transgenderism and not recognizing gay marriages and so forth. So therefore, they're doing wonderful work by attacking churches, and you will soon see that in churches in the next 5 years, not churches, in schools in the next 5 years, they will start teaching that Christianity itself is evil. They will actively participate in a program, in a curriculum, saying why churches are terrible. They're already doing that with America, right? So why stop there? Why not say that those people who believe in God, and Christianity in particular, are evil? And you will see this. And it's so inevitable to me, Joe, that I'm actually preparing for it. Because this is part of the fight. We need to start talking about how great Christianity is, how great Judaism is, how necessary the input of God is in our civilization. If we don't do that, then they will just control the ground, and they will continue to attack us. So we have no choice but to fight.
But you know, because you've done the work You know, they're painting a picture. I see it at my board meetings now, believe it or not. They're actually showing up at my school board meetings to talk about how God has no place in our education system. We shouldn't be talking, you know, any kind of religious conversation because, you know, last I checked, we had freedom of speech in this country. And we actually have parents coming up and speaking about God not wanting us to subject our children to A, B, and C in the schools. And these people are coming up in bigger numbers. From atheist group, they call, you know what, here's the fun thing about it. They call themselves atheists and free thinkers. Now, think about that.
Yeah. It's very self-laudatory, isn't it? I mean, it's really remarkable, free thinkers. I why don't they just call them better than yous? You know, that's all they have to do.
Well, yeah, it gives the opinion or gives the appearance that what they're saying to you is that, look, you don't think free. You're stuck to that book. You're stuck to an imaginary higher being where I get to think properly about everything, isn't it?
Well, it's always about controlling the language. If you control language, then you're halfway there. So, for example, if you are against the idea of letting the transgender dogma dictate over your kids' schools, then you're a transphobe, right? If you are against gay marriage, then you're homophobic, right? You're a homophobe. So the emphasis on the word phobe or phobic. The reason why they do that is they want to say not only are you anti-homosexual, but they also want to psychoanalyze you at the same time while they're doing it. The reason why you're anti-gay is because you're afraid of them, you see. Phobic, as it were. So the same thing is happening here. And now with the free thinker concept, all this stuff, and then the concept of biological males, as if there's such a thing as a biological male and not just a regular male, right? There's only two kinds of males. There's a male, and then there's a pretend male. There's a female, and there's a pretend female. Anything else doesn't exist. So
when we come back, that's the way to control them. It's hilarious to me that the people that have been beating on religious people like myself that we have to believe in science and not that hooky book, now all of a sudden don't want to believe in science anymore. But we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Barack Lurie right after the break.
Yeah, that's a great topic, actually.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. The man accused of leaking classified Pentagon documents has been arrested, according to Attorney General Merrick Garland. He says Jack Teixeira is accused of leaking classified Pentagon documents.
Jack Douglas Teixeira, in connection with an investigation into alleged unauthorized removal, retention, and transmission of classified national defense information.
Teixeira surrendered Thursday. He's a member of the intelligence wing of the Massachusetts Air National Guard. Garland says Teixeira will appear at a U.S. District Court in Boston on Friday. And actor Drake Bell is safe after he was reported missing in Florida. The Daytona Beach police reported Bell as missing and endangered on Thursday. The former Nickelodeon star has had trouble over the years. More recently, in 2021, he pleaded guilty to attempted child endangerment and spreading matter harmful to juveniles during a court case in Ohio. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending. You know, we should do that someday. I should put together a group of three or four other commentators. We can call it some Rat Pack of Radio or something like that. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring on my friend, great guy, Barack Lori joins me. He's the author of several books that you need to get a hold of. You can find them at Amazon. Atheism Kills, The Dangers of a World Without God. Atheism Destroys, How Godless Destroys the Pillars of Civilization. And the part I like, How to Fight Back. And The Rise of the Sex Machines. And no, it is not one of those, like, triple X movies, okay? I mean, this stuff has been happening for a long time. And you have to be alert. And you have to have a clue as to what's going on around you. And, again, Barack, I always appreciate my time with you, man.
Oh, right back at you, Joe. Thank you so much for having me. It's a real pleasure. Yep. You talked before the end of the last segment about this distinction about science and religion, and boy, you were so right. You hit onto something there. This is something that the atheists, and for that matter, the left, generally speaking, are really pushing. They want to portray themselves as the people who follow real science, and we religious people want to follow fantasies because it gives us comfort, and even though it's not real. In any sense of the word, and that's the way they want the world to see it. Anything to be further from the truth, of course. These are the schmucks who believe that a female, so that anyone can be a woman and anyone can be a man, and the 57 genders, and they call that science somehow. That's fascinating to me. So, look, we're the ones who gave the world science. God gave the world science. There would be no science as they think about it. They can cluster pearls all they want about how great they are, about science. But none of these people are actually scientists, right? They love it in the abstract. I love science. Science is awesome. But they don't actually do science. So it means nothing. The people who actually do science are the religious ones. That's the beautiful oddity of it all. And just one example, and I'm talking a lot, but one example, Joe, is all the scientists who believe that the universe was static, right? They did not bother to think that maybe they were wrong about it. But then there was this guy, his name is Georges Lemaître. He was a monk, a Belgian monk, and he believed in the Bible very seriously. He felt it was literal, and he found that there was a beginning. And he said, well, if it says so, then it's real. And he set about to find the beginning of the universe, meaning to understand how the universe began. And because of him, he found that there was a Big Bang. And all of a sudden, even Einstein had to agree at the end, much very reluctantly, by the way, that in fact the universe was not static, and so on. So it was a religious guy who found the Big Bang, which is arguably the most important scientific discovery in the past 1,000 years, right?
Oh, yeah. So, listen, I'm on board with you 100%, and you talk about this stuff. Again, they think that we're ignorant because we believe in God and we don't trust science, and you said it, but, you know, that God created science. God created everything you see out there, and my joke, to bring it down to what I jokingly refer to as the sixth grade level, is, when, you know, God says H2O makes water, not science. God says it.
Exactly right.
Right?
Yeah. God laid down all sorts of rules that are consistent throughout the universe, and that are bizarrely consistent throughout the universe, and no one ever asks the question, why is it so? Right? I mean, isn't it worth asking the question? Why? And they just don't care. They never do ask a question. And you need to ask a question like, why is it this way? Why is it, for example, that we humans have free will, we have a sense of consciousness, we have a love of music, beauty, and storytelling, and humor for that matter, and the animals don't have any of those things? Well, why? I mean, it's worth asking these questions, but atheists don't do that. The godless do not do that. They don't care for it. What they do, believe, they feel very good about themselves, however. They call themselves scientific, but they fail to realize that we're the ones who actually create the science. We're the ones who actually make all these discoveries that they claim to love now.
You know, they think that we hate music. They think we hate art. They're always poking fun at us, and I always joke. I don't joke seriously. It's not that we hate that. We hate that you've perverted it. Music is a beautiful thing. There's a lot of beautiful music out there. A lot of beautiful dance. A lot of beautiful art. But I mean, personally, take offense to the fact that you're going to tell me art is a Jesus crucifix upside down in a urine bottle that you put on display in the New York art play, and you're telling me that's art? And if I say anything, it's I hate art, I'm backwards, I don't get it. That's where they pervert things.
Well,
and,
yeah,
right?
It's a beautiful way. The way I put it, and I think you're right, perversion is a very, very good description of it. Art is both evil and good. So great art is, for example, The Last Supper. That is beautiful art. It's good art. Sinful art is like the one you just described, putting a crucifix upside down in urine or whatever. That's evil art. Yeah, that's right. Art can be evil, believe it or not. And I find it fascinating that they don't see it, but they want to believe what they want to believe. Look, the thing about the godless that is always amazing to me, and I'm going to ask you a question, Joe. I'm going to bet this. Nobody who's godless, an atheist, has ever asked you, Joe or Mr. Messina, why is it that you believe in God? Can you help me understand? Nobody said that.
No,
to
you're
ever,
right. You win the prize. You're right.
you know how I know that? Because, and it's true also, by the way, about liberalism and conservatism. Nobody ever came to you as a conservative and say, you know, Joe, I really respect you. You say, can you tell me why you believe that, you know, abortion is not a good thing, and minimum wage is not a good thing, and why we should have limited government. I just need to understand. Said nobody on the left.
You're right.
Nobody. And I ask the question, why do you think that's so? Because it's actually very simplistic. Leftism, and for that matter, atheism, is extremely simplistic, and for that matter, very unscientific. They do not care one bit about actually expanding their mind. Only the Godful, the ones who believe in God, understand about the expanse of the mind. Now, how do I say this so affirmatively, Joe? How can I know this stuff so inside and out? Because I was an atheist, and I was a damn good atheist, meaning that I knew what atheism was. I argued it the best. These schmucks today who argue with me on atheism, they don't know what they're talking about. I have to make the arguments for them. I say, no, you, that's not a good argument. You should make this argument. Okay, yeah, use that. And then all of a sudden, I'm arguing with myself. It's like I'm playing chess with somebody, and I say, no, I'll take over your side of the board for the time being, and then I'll go back. That's what it feels like. And I know this stuff because I know how the atheist thinks. And as soon as I became a believer, and it wasn't because I had that, you know, a Paul moment, right? I saw the Paul conversion. I didn't have that. You shouldn't have to have that. You should be able to figure this out yourself. Anyway, as soon as I figured it out for myself, mostly through the recognition of free will,
you use your free thinking abilities? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. I use my reasoning abilities to figure this out. But Joe, people always talk about the great moment when Jesus lifted them, when they found Jesus, and it's wonderful. I don't decry that at all. I think it's wonderful in the country. But when I realized there was a God, I didn't just say, you know, I suddenly decided to believe in God. I didn't do that. I found God. I found him. And I found, more importantly, that he was real. And once I did that, and everything was in that dynamic, the world opened up to me. I felt like Dorothy, you know, going from that room, which was all black and white, and I opened the door, and it's all colored, right? That's what I felt like.
Yep.
Yeah. and that's the joy of it. And the atheist thinks he's the one who has an expansive mind. They couldn't care less about expanding their interests, or science for that matter. Why should they? If you don't believe in God, why should you pursue science? Right? I mean, think about it. What's the point? It's not about, you know, making air conditioners and having the incandescent bulb and having a car. Okay, those are conveniences. Is that the reason why you pursue science? No. We're pursuing science, discovering galaxies billions of light years away.
And they think you have to check your brain.
That's not necessary for existence.
They think you have to check your brain, and that's so far from the truth that it's funny. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. You know how capitalism works. Got to make some money here. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more with Barack Lurie after this.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God! They're like flying television!
You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Thanks so much for being with me. So much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly, truly being part of the conversation. I'm going to get right back to my guest. Barack Lori joins me. Always appreciate his time with me. Another 5-6 years, I'll get your name right. It won't be a problem. I think it's a Freudian thing, though, Barack, because, you know, the other Barack I'm not so much, you know, happy with, so...
Yes, I know. As you can imagine, I get that a lot, and I'm okay with that. You know, they call me the good Barack. That's fine. I'm good with that.
I think that's great. Right. Yeah. We can call him Barack, by the way. What?
Yeah, it's a great way of finding out whether somebody is a conservative or not.
I know,
just my introduction of a name, because I say to them my name, and then they say, "Oh, what a great name to have."
Yeah.
Okay, well, now I know where you stand.
And if I say, oh, you poor thing, right? That's a whole different
story. Oh, you poor thing, or like you seem like a nice guy anyway, then I'm good. I'm good. We're good. We start hugging. It's awesome. So there's a little bit of a, you know, what is it called, a silver lining in that cloud.
Yeah. Let's get anyway. To with the kids. You know, one of the things I talk about a lot in the show, I say, look, based on their actions, not because I'm a Republican or conservative, but let's really talk about this. Based on their actions, it seems like Democrats just hate kids. And at first you say, okay, yeah, that sounds right, but you and I were talking during the break. You know, when you think about Hitler, you think about Stalin, you think about Mussolini, they knew if they got the kids, they had the country. And we're seeing the same thing happen here, are we not?
That's exactly what's happening. You always start with the kids. If you really want to control everything, that's the way you do it. And you get the little brown shirts. This is what the Nazis did. This is what the Chinese did. This is what communism generally did. And they tore them apart from their families. And that's what's beginning to happen here. You see the new California legislative bill that proposes, and if it's not actually enacted, that they can tear your kid apart and put, yep, you know, put him into a foster home, apart from your family, that is, and put him into a foster home without your knowledge, for that matter, without any due process whatsoever. So think about the kind of chilling effect that has on a parent or a set of parents. Like, even if you're slightly conservative, you know that you better not say nothing to Johnny's teacher, you know, or complain at all, because Johnny's teacher now has the power to say, I think little Johnny should be separated from his parents. She has that power now, and that's terrifying. So why would you, first of all, send your kid to a California school? And if that's the case, and if you perceive that to be your only choice, you just shouldn't be in California at all. But the other option, of course, is that you can go to a Catholic parochial school or homeschool. That is still available for the time being. But it's very scary. It's the dynamic here is creating an army of children who hate their parents, or at least think of their parents as antiquated and haven't joined the great advance of science. That's what's happening.
Oh yeah, and you're exactly right. The schools, the education systems run by the left, are turning parents into the enemy. You have a teacher, you have groups on these campuses that are telling them, I'm your friend, you can tell me anything if you're feeling this way. We can help you find somebody that can help you live your dreams. It'll make you happier.
Look who you are, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Be true to yourself. What the heck's that mean?
I had to have a conversation with my 10-year-old. A conversation, I heard myself saying it, and I thought, wow, I never thought in a million years that I would be saying this to my child about, hey, you know, in your school, if a teacher or administrator ever told you, hey, this is our little secret, that means it's not a secret and you should tell us, right? You understand that?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, Dad, you bet so, Dad. Right? But I couldn't believe I was saying it to my own kid. I mean, it's one thing if you're telling about a stranger, right, a stranger who, you know, God forbid, molest your child, and then he tells you to keep it a secret. Okay, well, then you know, you want to have that conversation with your kid. But I'm saying this about my kids' teachers and administrators. That's terrifying. That should never be the case. And unfortunately, we now have to anticipate these horrific things that the school might do.
Well, if you think about it, over the last few years, again, I've been, 13 years now, 14 years on the school board. Now, I want you to know, I'm not a career politician. My whole goal was to be on there for 8 years. My big thing was career technical education, you know, the old-fashioned SOP classes. I thought it was bad that they went away. And I figured, okay, this will be a slam dunk. I just help re-energize them, get them rolling, and we'll be fine. Well, has been a fight to get that to happen. Part of it because of some of the legislation that's come through. But the other part of it is that they didn't want it, so they were pushing back on me. But school was supposed to be the place that you knew once you dropped your kids off there, you know, barring any kind of act of God, as they say, you knew your kids were safe, that the teachers were there to protect them, the staff was there to protect them. And then they started coming home. You know, Bobby was now Sally, you know, and I mean, seriously, right? I mean, did you know that, Dad, that there was no such thing as God creating the earth? It was actually this Big Bang thing, and this is what, I mean, this is the stuff, even when they taught us back in the 60s and 70s about science or what have you, they would touch on creationism. They would touch on some of the holes.
That's right.
In the Big Bang Theory. They would give you real facts to work with.
Well, Let me, if I could, your message, because the Big Bang actually was discovered by that monk that I was telling you about, who the Big Bang is the creation story. It is the beginning of the universe.
Correct.
I think when you say that, what you mean is the notion that somehow the universe just made itself that it always was there. That is the old dogma.
Two atoms showed up out of nowhere and somehow collided in this vast nothingness. It's time to buy a lottery ticket if that's true. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, go ahead.
Exactly. So that's one of the things. Look, they are using our kids. It is very dangerous. And we have to understand that they're doing it. And it's fully intentional. I mean, these people that are trying to tell you that you're crazy for thinking the way that you do, because, you know, we would never do that. The quest for your child's welfare is all that we care about. We just want the best for your child. We love your kids. We want them to grow into happy, good citizens. What are you talking about? Okay, well, obviously, this is what any molester would do of your child. This is what any evil person would say. I mean, Hitler said that he was doing great things for Germany. So do you really think that an evil person will say, here's my diabolical plan. I plan to make your kids' brains into mush so that I can easily manipulate them and do my bidding for me? Of course they're not going to say that. It would be idiotic to believe that. What they're going to be doing is exactly what they are doing, which is telling you on the one hand how much they care for your children and they want the best for your child, while at the same time manipulating and destroying your children. That's what's happening. And we just have to wake up. It's so obvious and plain as day. You cannot have this program that seems to be so consistent throughout all the country, where now everyone is now wondering whether they should be talking in terms of pronouns and such like that. I mean, look, it's not happening in our day-to-day existence, Joe. I don't, approach anybody like at the cashier lady at Taco Bell and say, before we discuss, you know, I want to make sure that I'm treating you fairly. Are you a he or a she? I would never say that. I mean, you wouldn't say that either.
No.
But in schools, they are.
But let me ask you, this is a question I've asked quite a few guests when they come on. I go, look, are they honestly just evil people, or do they truly believe that they're right, you're wrong, and they have a right to manipulate your kids so they'll know the truth?
Okay, so that's a great question. On the latter point, they have a right to manipulate your kids and destroy them because they're doing, as I said before, with the people who are destroying the churches, they feel like they're doing a God's work, as it were, although it's, of course, not God, that they are doing the right agenda. They're fighting for what is right, and they're fighting for science because, you know, your kid doesn't know, but he's, in fact, a girl, and we need to help him. And anything in the advancement of that cause is right, including lying to the parents and not telling them anything about it. So they do believe it. To answer your question, they do believe it. There are some people at the top of this pyramid who know what they're doing, the George Soros's and otherwise, who are manipulating it and realizing the best way to get at society and to destroy society is by destroying the distinction between male and female. If you can do that, that's the load-bearing wall of all civilization. That distinction is the thing that makes civilization in the first place. And that's why they don't go after the other things, Joe. They don't go after things that actually some people really do suffer, like colorblind people, right? 10% of the population, colorblind. And they have a really tough life. But we don't alter our entire society around colorblind people, right? We don't change the traffic signals. We don't tell them, you know, that they have to live by, different color-coded schemes. We have color-coded schemes everywhere.
Yeah.
Right? But no one is there, you know, passionately fighting for the rights of colorblind people. No one says colorblinded rights are the greatest civil rights issue of our day. Right? No one says that. But there are far more of them, and they actually suffer a hell of a lot more than these transgenders who make up 1 out of 30,000 people.
I know.
And their great grievance is that they can't go into a bathroom.
Yeah. And they're not really even like transgender. They're having dysphoria. Listen, we're out of time. Tell people where to find you real quick, and I got to have you back on. Can't wait this long.
I would love to. BarackLurie.com, BarackLurie.com. You can also find me on Facebook.com/BarackLurie.
All right, Barack, God bless. Keep doing what you're doing. We're going to talk about your book, your upcoming book, next time I have you on here. All right, people, have a great rest of the day.
So
don't do anything stupid because I want you back here with me tomorrow. God bless.